This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 31. Quiet. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 19. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'" This month we have reflected on what it means to be a disciple, a follower of Christ. Yet we have barely scratched the surface of how Jesus formed the faith of the people who followed him. He invited them on the journey and walked with them every step of the way. He challenged them to grow and learn. He taught, encouraged, and admonished them, accepting each one for who they were. He didn't leave them by the roadside to fend for themselves, and he didn't abandon them when they messed up. Jesus calls each of us also to follow him in all areas of life, wherever that may lead. He encourages devotion and loyalty as we die to ourselves and our own ambitions and live for him. In our passage for today, Jesus' disciples follow him into Jerusalem, proclaiming him as king, though soon he will lay down his life for human sin and then rise in victory over death. They praise him with every part of their being, honoring him as their savior. When the religious leaders tell Jesus to keep his disciples quiet, he says that if they remain silent, even the rocks will praise him. As impossible as it sounds for rocks to cry out, it's impossible for Jesus' followers not to praise him. The task of Jesus' disciples is to follow, to give him glory, honor, and praise. They continually point to him as their example, and they praise him in every situation with all of their being. That is our task too, as followers of Jesus. Pray with me. Father, help us to follow Jesus and to praise him every day of our lives. In his name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.